Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Well, thank you very much for tuning in to Catch Our Drift here at the Wham! Talk 1600 Studios. And good to have you along with us for another wild ride through the airwaves today. Joining me in studio, the esteemed Brandon Drake.
You know, that tape delay, or the time delay kind of fooled me a little bit.
Yeah.
I was talking to lovely Linda, and I thought, we got a few more seconds, but we didn't.
Are we got a buffet going on in here today?
Feels like it, doesn't it?
It smells like broccoli's cooking.
Broccoli. I love broccoli. Private joke, right?
Hey, a little inside joke. Okay. Well, there we go. Well, let's take
let's put it this way, folks. We are contributing to global warming.
Yes, we are. Yes. You remember that when they said the cows were contributing to global warming?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we at the Wham! Studio, we do here as well. Okay, I'm trying not to laugh. Can I get through this? I'm losing all professional attitude.
I'm just going to stare at you. Feel no pressure.
Okay, so let's take care of a little business before we move on, shall we? For collateralized personal and business loans, go to the professionals at Pawn2U. Are you paying high interest rates on your credit cards? Then call Pawn2U, and they can get you a loan based on your personal or professional assets. At an interest rate that's cheaper than what you're probably paying on your credit cards. God knows credit cards are really high right now, right? Okay, 734-389-5228. That's 734-389-5228. Or you can email them, pawnloans@yahoo.com. Or you can go to the website, www.pawn2you.com. Collateralized personal business loans or personal loans. And it's convenient. And confidential. They'll come to your house and talk to you or your business directly, so you don't have to let anybody know if that's what you want to do. Sound good?
They show up in a plain brown envelope.
Okay, so you and I talked a little bit during the week. What a crazy week, right? We had just tons of stuff to talk about. We don't have to get to all of it today. We'd like to, but we're not married to our agenda. And so if there's something you want to talk about, feel free to call in 734-822-1600. Or you can email me, Gary@thedailydrift, because what we do every week on this show is go over the stories that we put on The Daily Drift, www.thedailydrift.com. To try and educate you and keep you informed. It is election year, so you need to be informed. So
yeah, 2014.
Yeah, well,
you know. Very interesting.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I wanted to kind of start with today was this Harvey Weinstein, right? Weinstein.
You get the other.
We've got other names we use in the hallway for him, but we shall let that go at this point. Derek, do you have some audio? Well, he's on the phone already. So people want to call in and jibber jabber at us today.
Yeah, they love us. Or hate us.
They love to hate us.
They love to hate us. Yeah,
you know, we've never had a liberal call in to the show yet.
We've never had a hater.
No haters.
No haters.
And if you just because you disagree with us doesn't mean you can't call in. I mean, I fully respect people who have completely different views on things, and you know, I try to be very nice about it.
Well, I would love to hear some insight that would educate me where I'm like, okay, I never thought of it that way. That is a very good point. I would feel enlightened and inspired if that were to happen.
Absolutely.
I already know everything, so I mean, you know.
I'm still waiting for someone to enlighten me and make me love Hillary Clinton. I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Well, we said before we went on the air that, you know, in a certain sense, she might be a fun person to hang out with and party with. I just don't want to see her in office.
Right.
I'm sure she's got some great stories to tell from her, quote, career. She likes to drink. That's obvious. I mean, that's how she fell down and hit herself on the noggin.
Is that the story?
I know it has to be the truth. That's my speculation. Yeah, so therefore, it's true.
I don't personally hate any of these people we always badmouth. You know, I'm bad-mouthing them, their professional behavior. I'm not bad. You know, Barack Obama's probably a wonderful father and a nice guy and a good guy to go party with or whatever.
Oh, he'd be fun to shoot hoops with.
I imagine he's probably pretty good.
Yeah. You know?
But
he's got kind
he's
of
so
a,
tall.
He's got know? Kind of a you know, a funny sense of humor at times too. You know?
Yeah.
So yeah. I could see hanging out. All I just right. don't want to see them in office where they are directing policy to the detriment of this country.
Right. Well, before we get into the meat of Mr. Weinstein, let's take a call from John, who wants to talk about Obama's jobs creation plan. Really? John, what jobs creation plan does Obama have?
I'll tell you, he's got on his agenda. He was on for his State of the Union. He wants to go ahead and raise the minimum wage as high as he can, he says, and he wants to do an extension on unemployment for a year if he can, an amnesty, and he says this will create new jobs, and it's just a distraction, a feel-good for the people he's trying to reach for the votes. And what they've done is the media has cleverly changed our Constitution and everything with going ahead and, like, movies and music and literature and emotion, keeping you not educated. We need to turn that around the same way with the electronic media that we have. We need to get the message out, and we need infomercials, a lot of them.
Yeah, and unfortunately,
that will work.
Yeah, unfortunately, Barack Obama promised us a fundamental transformation, and I won't blame it all on him because I think we are heading this direction for the longest of time. You know, Drake and I are always saying the world we grew up in here in the United States is completely different than it is today.
Yeah, and we've become an entertainment-based society. Remember when MTV came out and it just became this, you know, this phenomenon, if you will. And that, to me, was kind of like the beginning of the end of our culture. Not necessarily because MTV is so bad, but because, you know, with the proliferation of cable and satellite and all these channels and these shows, and people now basically they assume that hard factual news comes from shows like
John Stewart.
John Stewart, exactly. Perfect example. Yeah. And that's what our the mindset collectively in this country has gravitated toward. If you're not being entertained, then you have no interest in it.
We are a nation of buffoons. Well, John, tell me, what are you going to personally do in 2014 to help make sure we get conservatives elected in this election cycle? Did we lose John?
Yes, I am there, and I agree with everything you said. You described it better than I can, and that's exactly John Stewart and these others, Comedia Central. We have got to get a video viral or an infomercial viral depicting that, showing that. Say, here are the people that really tell the news, even though they're slanted to the left, and you put a little facts out there that they can look up and show it. And then we say, here's the ones that are just giving you a comedic spin, but the bottom line is what we want to show is how your life will end in misery instead of what you could have had, because these people, if you ask them, take me to the end of your utopia, they can't do it.
Yeah.
There is no end.
That's right. Great points, John. Appreciate the call. That's awesome. And, John, are you on Facebook?
No, but I kind of got off of that, but my sister is, and she kind of...
Well, get back on, John. That's what I'm going to tell you. Get back on. I'm trying to drag Drake screaming and kicking back into the Facebook.
Let's think
about
this.
That's all we've got.
How many modes of communication do you need? Facebook, texting, phone calls, you know, Tumblr, Twitter.
Tumblr.
I mean, you name it. There's probably about 20 different ways that we're in constant communication with each other. And to me, it's too much.
It is.
It's too much.
It is. I'll agree with that. Well, John, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. Great points again. Appreciate it. Okay, so...
Let's think about this. You know what John said? You know, we have to have, in my opinion, a conservative that can throw out the sizzle where there's a little bit of an entertainment aspect to it so that people get hooked. And I'm having a total brain lapse right now, but who is the fat slob that created such movies as Dude, Where's My Country? He was from Michigan. Roger and me.
Oh, Michael Moore.
Michael Moore, yes. We need a conservative Michael Moore. Michael Moore is brilliant in that he knows how to put out his message, his propaganda. Now, he skews the truth, obviously,
right.
But he does it in an entertaining way that the masses overall will go pay money to see. I mean, actually shell out money and sit in a movie theater and watch this crap because he does have a certain sarcastic, ironic sense of humor that people get a kick out of.
Right.
So if we could get a conservative equivalent, that would help.
And they got to be funny, though.
That's my point.
Yeah, he's not funny personally. He puts some funny stuff out, but when he talks, I feel nothing but a hatred out of him.
Yeah, you mean like when he does interviews and everything?
Yeah, because
he takes himself so serious. And he.
Right.
But when he does his movies or whatever and he's interviewing people, he does have a certain sarcasm. I mean, I hate the man. I mean, I would probably punch him if I saw him on the street. But my point being that he does have a certain way of sizzling his message out that people are going to gravitate toward. And the conservatives need a little more of that.
Right. Sizzling sarcasm.
Yes. And that sells.
All right. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, you've got something for
I'm going to put it this way. We're going to take a break. And we know what really happened to Kim Jong-un's uncle. It's an exclusive on The Drift. Forget all the other media sources you've heard. We've got it here.
See you on the other side.
Wham! Talk 1600 can give a voice to your business, build a powerful brand, and increase awareness by sharing your message on Wham! Talk 1600. Our experienced production department will create a quality radio announcement at a price that can't be beat. You can even be featured on our website, whamradio.com, and in print media with Wham! On Main Street in the current newspaper, serving Washtenaw and Livingston counties. Unlock the possibilities and increase awareness of your business starting today. Call Wham! Talk 1600 at 734-971-1600 and get started now. The businesses that succeed in today's challenging economy are those that establish a strong presence in the marketplace. Call an advertising specialist now. Call 734-971-1600 now. Wham! Talk 1600.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
Hi, folks. Kurt Presley here of Dalton Environmental Cleaning. Now is the time to increase the efficiency of your heating and cooling system. It's working harder to keep you cool and comfortable, so it just makes sense. I'm sure as educated consumers, you know that indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air, and that means you're breathing dirtier air. To help alleviate the problem, the first thing you should do is get your air ducts cleaned. What's in your air ducts? Construction debris, pet dander, dust mites, dust, dog hair. And my wife Kelly wanted to leave this out, but I've got to tell you, dead skin. Sorry, Kelly, but they have to know. At Dalton Environmental Cleaning, we clean where you can't, so you can breathe the difference. Call Dalton's and talk to the owners, my wife Kelly and me. 877-DALTONS, that's 877-DALTONS, for a free accurate estimate today.
Joe Gannon here to let you know that I trust Dalton's to clean my ducts, and you should too. Call now and mention my name for your special discount.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host,
Gary Wellings.
Okay, we totally blew the bit in that I was supposed to introduce it. But hey, it's already played the audio. That's actually an NSA electronic intercept surveillance on Kim Jong-un with some of his bodyguards and his uncle. So forget Breitbart, forget Fox News, forget Drudge, all the other sources. That's what happened to Kim Jong-un. Did you hear the machine gun fire at the end there?
Was that Russian roulette, dude? I'm trying to think.
You know that?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That was from the Deer Hunter.
Deer Hunter.
Yeah. So anyway, the whole bit was blown to bits. But
well, I'll give you credit because Derek's in there chuckling.
Yeah.
He's just laughing.
See, Derek, you were supposed to play that after I gave you the cue, after we came back from break, not right when we came back. So, live radio. That's what happens.
Well, it does. You know, we won't hold it against you, Derek.
Yeah, we're just gonna shoot you.
All right, so, well, speaking of shooting, nice segue, my man. Let's get into Harvey Weinstein, shall we? Not literally. But, ooh, that's a bad thought right there. Harvey Weinstein, if you don't know, I don't even know how. Do we? Any of us know how to pronounce his name?
I don't know.
The Steins, the Steens, they always, yeah. Anyways, big Hollywood producer brought us such jewels as Django Unchained and the Kill Bill series and all these other. I mean, he's made his millions.
He knows how to market.
Yes, on violence and gun movies, gun culture movies, right? And so this week, the big news was he came out saying, "I'm not going to make those anymore. I'm going to do an anti-gun movie with Meryl Streep, the wonderful Meryl Streep, and stop doing this." And here's how he started. Do you have that first track, Derek? This was a clip. He was being interviewed. Let's roll with track one.
Do you own a gun?
No.
You don't have any guns?
I never want to have a gun. I don't think we need guns in this country. And I hate it, and I think the NRA is a disaster area, and I'm going to actually make a movie. I shouldn't say this, but I'll tell it to you, Howard. I'm going to make a movie with Meryl Streep, and we're going to take this issue head on, and they're going to wish they weren't alive after I'm done with them.
Right. Oh, you're right. It was a perfect segue, Meryl Streep and the Deer Hunter.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, Meryl Streep's done some good movies, but there's been a few movies I've seen of Meryl Streep's that I would like to undo myself as well. So,
did you see the Thatcher movie? I never saw that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't.
That might have been good.
It's probably good if it's done in the theme of really about the truth.
Right, it would be interesting in that aspect, yeah.
The Iron Lady, wonderful, you know. But, yeah, she's done a few bombs, too, you know. So I'm sure this is going to probably be some crap fest of a movie that isn't going to be playing at theaters very long if it makes it to the theater at all.
You know what we have to do? We're going to make some noise here for a quick second. I got to move this mic because it is driving me nuts trying to look through this metal at you.
Yeah.
Better.
I did it for
you. Okay,
it
didn't make too much noise. Okay.
Ask and you shall receive. That's the way we roll. Okay, so how about track two, Derek? Let's work with this because this is him doing a second interview in the hot seat after making this statement. And the hypocrisy is just knowing full well that you've made your career, your millions of dollars, your Hollywood mansion off of movies that I think culminate in Django Unchained. I'm refusing to watch a movie that's as bigoted, racist, violent as that. Let's roll with that second track.
I don't think you see a movie like Lone Survivor, Peter Berg's movie. It's sensational, and it's a tribute to the United States Special Forces. I would make that movie in a second. There's action scenes all over the place. People get killed in the movie. You know, that's one thing.
But not a movie that can be accused of glamorizing the use of guns for no sake.
Yeah, I'm not going to make some crazy, you know, action movie, you know, just to blow up people and exploit people and make some, you know, crazy action movie just for the sake of amazing.
What? Are you kidding me? Django, Kill Bill? What did he just say?
Yeah, I was going to say the Kill Bill movies. I haven't seen any of them, but that's all violence.
Oh, they're awesome movies. Dude.
I
loved them.
For him to say what he said.
The ultra-violence. I won't let my son watch those for another 3 or 4 years because they are the ultimate in violence. You know, David Carradine. Gotta love David Carradine. He may not have ended well, but he had a stellar career. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to remember the insult comic that made the greatest one-liner during one of the Comedy Central roasts about David Carradine. yeah. I'm not going to say it because it's a play on words. It's a double entendre that will get you in trouble.
So let's not go there. But, you know, it's just the hypocrisy. This gets – if there's an award for hypocrisy, this one should be it. I mean, here's a guy who – he's always been a leftist and anti-gun, right? But you know he's got security details. Greta Van Susteren interviewed –
armed with guns.
Yeah, interviewed Ted Cruz. And we've got a little track of that too. But what it comes down to is it's pure hypocrisy. And that's what these liberals, these Democrats, and don't doubt it for a minute, every politician that he is supporting feels exactly the same way. I mean, you can't say I'm not going to do any more of these movies when you've already made dozens of them and made your millions. Oh, fine. It's okay to stop now.
Hypocrisy is a genetic trait with the left. You see it more often than not. And all politicians, I mean, are people like this. You can experience it and witness it from them. But the left, I think they have a near monopoly on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's listen to Ted Cruz. Derek, you got the track three ready? This is Greta Van Susteren was interviewing him. And Ted Cruz hits a point that I make all the time. And it's that, you know what? They want one set of rules for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of us have to live. Let's roll with that.
Well, you know, it's the same pattern we see in Washington. It's a double standard. It's one rule for thee and one rule for me. So the liberals love to live by special rules. So Al Gore complains about people using carbon and then flies around on private jets. He consumes more carbon than entire neighborhoods, I'm willing to bet. But they want different rules for hardworking Americans than for everyone else.
I could just imagine the sort of the talk around some dinner table in Hollywood tonight as they're all sort of, you know, as the people who make really violent and really ugly movies are talking about this. That's what, you know, that's the what gets me.
Well, you know, they're very happy to try to control the American people. And listen, you see the elites on both coasts that look down on the American people. They consider most of this country flyover country. And they don't. It's the same problem we see in Washington. We see it with career politicians in Washington, that they look down on their constituents as gullible rubes, and they don't listen.
Okay. So true, right? We are the rubes. We are nobodies. We know nothing.
Nothing. And this is more of a joke than anything, but do you remember when Dean Martin was busted for having a gun in his car?
No.
He didn't have a permit to carry it outside of the home or what have you, and he was pulled over, and they discovered, I think, in the glove compartment. And then the media asked him, you know, do you think everybody should own a gun and have a gun? And he said, no, just me. It was a great response. I love Dean Martin.
I do too. Dude. Yeah. I want to go buy his movies, or he's got the old variety show, remember, that he had? Mm-hmm. You can buy those on DVD now. Or
and the roasts,
Blu-ray
too.
Whatever. Yes. Yeah, I love Dean Martin.
Yeah, he was classic.
I'm going to have to cue up a little music with Dean Martin one of these days. Put that on there. But anyways, as we digress, Ted Cruz hits it right on the head.
Sure.
These people that Barack Obama, Carl Levin, Debbie Stabenow, the rest of them, Bloomberg, these people want one set of rules for them. And the rest of us, slaves, serfs, whatever they're trying to turn us into, because that's the way it seems, right? Am I wrong? Am I being too conspiracy-minded when I – that's the way I feel. And that's why I do this show every Saturday. You know what I mean? I could be home watching football. You know, well, not that we don't have a lot of fun, but
– No, there's certainly a culture of entitlement among those people that they should have what they want, and the rest of us, well, it's not important.
Right. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the 2014 election and some other things. And again, 734-822-1600. See you on the other side.
Talk 1600.
Hey, my blood brothers of freedom. This is Ted Nugent.
Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse.
God bless Ann Arbor and Wham Radio. I started doing interviews on Wham Radio around 1966. I celebrate and promote the God-given individual right as guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, for us to defend ourselves, to keep and bear arms. And just to make sure everyone understands what we the people understand, keep can only mean one thing. That's it's mine and you can't have it.
Wham.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. A wildfire smoldering in the suburbs of Los Angeles is considered 30% contained.
There's a lot of embers, sparks, hot spots within the perimeter that are in proximity to houses still.
Robert Brady with the U.S. Forest Service. Three men arrested.
Charged with illegally setting a campfire in the Angeles National Forest that grew out of control. It was an accident, they say, but it is still a crime. They're held on $500,000 bail.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. The Taliban targeting a restaurant in Kabul in an attack which left 21 people, including two American civilians, dead. And a 17-year-old boy wanted in connection with the Philadelphia school shooting has turned himself into police. Two students, a boy and a girl, both 15, were hurt in that attack yesterday. Fox News, we report, you decide.
To succeed in today's business environment, your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget. The Current has grown 600% since 2007 because The Current has a unique venue for local content, common sense, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes utilizing The Current newspaper for mere pennies a piece is the best way to do that. And your ad is also seen online for free. Call Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current, at 734-629-6010. That's 734-629-6010. Or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with The Current newspaper.
Do you hate moving but need more space? Do you love the neighborhood but wish you had a new kitchen or aging in place changes? Think about remodeling with MBK Constructors. They do new construction and remodeling. They've even won awards for remodels they've done in the historic district of Ann Arbor. As a remodeling specialist, MBK does foundational work, including egress windows to kitchens and bathrooms. MBK is certified as green professionals, as well as building envelope specialists, and their guys will treat your house like it was their own. MBK Constructors is family-owned and operated for over 17 years, and in construction engineering for more than 30 years. They do the design and the build, making the whole process easier and more economical. Visit online at mbkconstructors.com or call Mike at 734-994-4644. That's 734-994-4644. MBK Constructors. They'll make your wishes come true.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching our drift here at the Wham Talk 1600 studios. 734-822-1600 is the number to call in if you have something you want to contribute. And joining me in studio, as always, Brandon Drake.
Thank you, sir.
Love having you here. And of course, Derek, thank you so much for doing the juggling over there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ooh.
Little Elvis.
He's got the king going on. All right. Love that. Okay, so talking politics, right? This week, $1.1 trillion budget, right? Passed. House and Senate, I think, yes. Going to Obama's desk for a signature. And the news, at least on CNS, and that's why I like the Daily Drift, because I go to CNS and all these other websites. I do the work so you don't have to.
You cut through the internet chatter.
I do. I go out and spend my time finding those stories that I think really people need to have and put them all into one place. So that's why we do the Daily Drift for you. So I do it all for you, right? Anyways,
is that a song?
It can be.
I think it is.
Maybe we should write one.
Oh, now I'm going to look it up.
We're multi-talented. We can do anything. Okay, CNS News is reporting. They had a nice one that was a spending bill. Nobody read it in Congress, right? It was so big, 1,582 pages, that nobody read. And Representative Earl Blumenauer from Oregon kind of laughed about it and said, yeah, nobody read it. I didn't read it.
Do you know how you could read that? If you take the Evelyn Woods speed reading class. Do you remember those commercials?
I do, but did they ever work?
I doubt it. I never took any of that stuff, but they were advertised all the time.
Yeah,
Evelyn Wood, isn't that the name?
Yes, Evelyn Wood. Good memory, dude.
Every once in a while, the neurons fire.
Yeah. Somebody told me once it's a matter of, but I kind of dismissed it as being a hokey thing, so
yeah.
I never did. I would love to be able to read fast like that.
Those were probably commercials like on the Bill Kennedy show.
Yes. Evelyn Wood. It was on Bill Kennedy.
Evelyn Wood.
Guaranteed. Yeah, awesome. But anyways, Blumenauer laughed and said nobody read that. Nope, said no Blumenauer. Nobody read the bill. Well, of course they didn't. They didn't have time. Even with a staff of 12, they probably would have taken weeks.
Yeah.
To do that.
Think about this.
Yeah.
The fate of the nation is depending on, the fiscal health
mm-hmm.
that's generated out of Congress, and they're voting on things that they have no clue about.
Yeah.
This is almost like a Jerry Lewis movie. Just some type of wacky, nutty professor craziness.
Yeah, these guys are passing bills just willy-nilly. Yeah, let's just run it through the marker. I mean, there's obviously somebody behind the scenes throwing all the garbage into this 1,582 pages of spending, right? But the rest of them don't get a chance. If you're not in that committee, they have no idea, right?
Yeah. How can there be one or two people that understand the entire bill? It probably doesn't happen. And, forget about all the representatives and senators understanding it. Like you said, because there's no time, there's no human way to read that and grasp it. And can you imagine the type of language it's written in?
Oh,
even if you could read it, I mean, would you really even know what you're reading?
Yeah, legalese. Well, at least Blumenauer had a sense of humor about it because he realized that he's an idiot and didn't read it and passed it. Another congressman, Jerry Connolly, a Democrat from Virginia, didn't take so kindly to being asked about this. Derek, do you have track 4 ready?
Yes. I'm Ali Meyer with CNS News. Did you read all the 1582 pages of the bill?
I'm not going to dignify that question with an answer.
Okay, thank you.
I'm not going to dignify that question with an answer.
Well, actually,
how dare you question me?
See, now, he was going to sit down. He made a nice quiet spot for him in his office, for himself in his office, and he was going to sit down, and he had this big stack of paper, the bill, and he was just starting to read it when he realized, I could read this, but it's just more work. And he just stamped it and said, let's go have a drink.
Oh, yeah. And didn't even leave his office to do so. I wonder how many congressmen and senators smoke in their office, even though they're probably not supposed to.
Depends on what they're smoking.
Lorraine, get another smoke eater in here, please.
And some Febreze.
Yes, and some of those Cubans.
Yeah, some of those illegal Cubans. Wink, wink.
Yeah, I mean, that's just another outrage that you don't see on Channel 247, ABC, NBC, CBS, whatever. Even Fox News, I don't see too many people complaining about it.
Absurd. It doesn't even seem feasible. Possible. This is this is happening.
Right. Well, we need to unelect many people in 2014. And Theron gave us a little play during the week this week, asking questions about, we had Congressman Wahlberg on. And why aren't some of our congressmen, especially ours, Wahlberg and Bentivoglio, why they aren't doing more? Why they aren't getting more?
Or filing for impeachment of Obama,
yes,
more specifically.
Absolutely. Because we hear, people talk around or biting around the edges, nibbling at the core a little bit about it, but nobody's doing it.
And remember, to impeach Obama doesn't mean that the Senate has to pass it. Impeachment comes from the House. Whether you're going to actually kick him out of office or not is a trial that's held after impeachment in the Senate.
In the Senate, right. So could
Bill Clinton was impeached, but he, fulfilled his tour of duty, if you will.
Right. So even if the House managed to have, and it would probably be all strictly party lines, You know, they could. But are there enough Republicans to actually get that vote of impeachment done? I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of them actually feel that way. Mm-hmm. But as I said to Theron the other day, I think you've only got so much political clout that you can spend.
Yeah.
And let's face it, in the real world, this world, where more than 50% of the electorate are liberals or Democrat-leaning or left-leaning, they're not going to take very kindly to Republicans spending time, effort to try and bash Obama even further. They already think they're just doing nothing. They're obstructionists. And that's the way the media plays them. If we had a fair media, if the mainstream media was fair and looked at these things, they would be leading the charge. You know, it would be the American people and the media leading the charge for impeachment. But in the real world, it's you and I and Wham Talk 1600 and a few other big wigs, you know, around the country who manage to stoke these flames for impeachment.
And I think what you're saying is that they may feel that way, but what are the political ramifications and blowback to them in their district or them overall? And I think Theron's point is that who cares about that? You know, you as an individual, whether you can actually get him impeached or not or thrown out of office or not, is really not the total point. The point is you as an individual, if you see that he's violating the Constitution, then you should just get up and vote how you see yeah. things, regardless of the outcome or regardless of the political blowback right. at you.
Yeah.
And I now, can see both points.
Yeah, and you and I mean, if I were ever elected, I would do one term. I would be the firebrand. I would be the guy they hated, the one they would kick out of Washington.
The Ted Cruz.
I would be the Ted Cruz. Now, the difference with Ted Cruz is he lives in Texas. He's got an electorate that will support him. They put him into office to do that.
To do that.
You know what I mean?
Whereas Tim Walberg, maybe not necessarily the case.
Yes. Our electorate here is way different than Texas. We are a blue state still. Even though we've elected a Republican, well, a bunch of rhinos, anyways, into our state legislature and our rhino governor. Am I being politically incorrect calling Rhino Rick a rhino?
No, because, I mean, we talked about this during the American Dream. We're supposed to have, for example, Rhino Rick, we're supposed to have a $1 billion surplus in 2014, and instead of a tax cut or paying for the roads like he talks about, he's talking about preschool education, babysitting jobs.
Yeah.
And yeah. dumping all that money into that.
Right. Well, let's take a call from Manish, calling in on line one. Manish, welcome to the show.
Well, good afternoon, and really thanks for obviously voicing the conservative loyal opposition to the Rhino Rick and the other people. I appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, Manish. I will vote for Rick Snyder. He's not as conservative as I want, and I've teased him about being Rhino Rick on a number of issues. But you know what? He's far superior than anything else we have to deal with. So he has my full support. I highly doubt there's anybody who could put up a fight in a primary against him. It's not going to happen. So he's got my vote. I will support him. I will do whatever I have to do to try and help him get elected this fall. So when I say it, I'm saying with tongue in cheek, you know. But go ahead. What were you saying?
Well, I agree with you. And unfortunately, that's where we are all ending up with the worst choice of the best case, right? Okay?
Yeah.
The best choice or the worst case, and this is a case across the country for all of us, like Mitch McConnell, yeah, it would be better to elect him compared to a Democrat, but is he really going to help the conservative cause? And that's where I think the question is that you're asking very well, is how do we hold these people accountable for not reading a 1,500-page bill or any of these bills for any matter? And I would love to hear what you have to say about holding their feet to the fire. And by the way, I'm a Tea Party activist, so
oh,
I belong to the right
awesome.
Of the right.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
And I hear you on Theron's show all the time. So you are one of those active people that we need. And we need more of you. You know, we need more people who are – and this is what has to happen this year. You can't just vote and call it good. You have to get out and talk it up. Make sure your neighbors who are conservative actually vote. Make sure those independents vote the right way. And try. You're probably not going to succeed, but try to get those liberals to see the light of day and vote for common sense in some fashion or another.
You know, Manish brings up two really good points. Number one, how do you hold these people accountable? I don't know, unless you elect them out of office. you know, that's the only way to really do that. But also, you know, the best of a worst case scenario, you know, that it goes back to like caller Ken and Pastor Rick Dietering, you know, they're saying, I'm done. I'm not voting for the guy unless he's a true conservative. I don't care if he has an R after his name. Well, then, in theory, that gives you the Democrat, the worst-case scenario. Or if you go along in real politic terms, you know, on the street level, this is what's going to happen. If you don't vote for Rhino Rick, you're going to get Mark Schauer, for example.
Yep.
So which course do you go? Do you draw a line in the sand and say, damn the consequences for the next 5, 10, 20 years, and Democrats get in until we have a true conservative movement? Or do you just keep going along with whoever the Republican is? You just got to vote that way because it'll be worse with the Democrat. That's the perpetual question.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I agree with that question. I think you cannot vote for the Democrat because we know the consequences there already. But I think one of the things that just happened is a lot of people don't believe as much that their vote or their activism will make as much difference.
You're
the more
right.
we actually bring to success, the more we keep helping support people like Justin Amash, Jerry Bentivoglio, the Jim Jordans and Ted Cruz's, the more the people like Ben Sasse, who is running now from Nebraska, will get to see that, hey, I should get into the fight and I should support these candidates.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it gets to the grassroots level. When are people going to wake up? And we've been talking about that, you know, a cultural brain dead type mentality. That's the trend that we're on, it seems. And, you know, we're a culture that's becoming more and more of an entertainment-based society, and that's our viewing habits. So in the public schools, you know, we talk about all these things.
Yeah.
But when do people finally wake up? And have a logical, educated mindset to vote the right way.
Yeah.
How do you get there?
Yeah. Great point.
Let me point out something, if you don't mind. And again, because I'm from India originally and a typical minority, here is the challenge that I have found very commonly. Republicans are not even heard, and that's the problem we have. The Democrats have done such a great job of pointing us as homophobes, bigots, uneducated, rednecks, and whatever else you want to call, that they have tuned us out to a point that our logic doesn't even make any sense to them because they don't even hear it anymore. To give you a quick example, there's a Taco Bell KFC franchise owner that I met with. She has well over 50 employees. She heard the seminar on how Obamacare will destroy, and yet when I said, hey, it's because we are voting for Democrats. We should be voting for Republicans. She said, hey, Republicans don't care. And that's where I think one of the challenges are. And
yeah.
The more we can help create that message or at least start having them pay attention, I think we have a chance because what you and I say are logical arguments.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The Democrats and the media, they are masters at defining Republicans and somehow twisting the message that Republicans don't seem to really be effective at getting out there to the people.
Yeah.
And that's true. That's true also for America versus the world. The world defines us. We don't define ourselves to the rest of the world. The world always seems to be able to define us in the most negative way, and we're very lame at countering it.
Yeah, that's a great point. Manish, thanks for the phone call. You bring up some good stuff, and we'll talk to you again hopefully next week. Love having you call.
I appreciate your time tremendously. Keep doing what you're doing.
Okay, you too. Okay, so absolutely. I mean, we are being, you hit it right on the head, we are being defined. We've lost control of the message.
And you know who is the master of that, of being defined? Was George Bush.
Yeah.
And part of it was because he wanted to be presidential and be dignified and not get down to their level. But that really backfired against him because he was so more than able to fire back at these people some of the most absurd things that were said about him and some of the problems in the world that were attributed to him that was so ridiculous. And he just never seemed to want to do a verbal battle back to them. And he could have.
Yeah, he wanted to take the high road.
He wanted to take the high road. God bless him for that. Yeah. I respect him for that. Yeah. But boy, it really just...
Yeah, Republicans suffer from being a little too moral, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Let's take a call from Mark from the U.S. Taxpayer Party, who I'm sure is going to have some good comments. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for putting me on here. I just wanted to comment about one of those last remarks with your previous caller that there's needs to be a waiting period for a true conservative movement to appear before you decide to cast your vote for somebody other than a Republican. Because that movement is here. The Constitution Party is a nationwide party that, if you read the platform, it already contains everything that most of your listeners probably are looking for. And here in Michigan, it's the affiliate is called the U.S. Taxpayer Party.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to take a brief moment and tell you we have monthly meetings in the Lansing area. And the next meeting happens to be next Saturday. And we're presenting a critic on Obamacare, which will leave us with some action items of what people can do about that particular issue.
Okay. So, Mark, do we don't have down here in Ann Arbor or anywhere in Livingston County? Livingston's probably the most conservative county in the state, just about.
Sure.
We don't have a U.S. taxpayer affiliate down this way anywhere?
Well, it's a statewide organization, and there's opportunity for people to come on board and say, yep, I like this platform. I want to promote it. I want to tell other people about it.
Hey, Mark, let me interrupt you there. I do the community calendar, as you may or may not know, and if you send me that information, I'll make sure that it gets on our airwaves on a pretty regular basis, you know, your monthly meetings or whatever special events you might have. And my email address is community@whamradio.com.
Yeah.
Community@whamradio.com. Okay, I just happened to send, like, a few minutes ago, an email to the Gary at
the Daily Drift. Okay, good, good.
With
because
I'll flyer on the event that's coming up Saturday.
Yeah,
and I'll follow up with community@whamradio.com.
Yep.
Yeah, and go to Current Online, Mark. I'll be happy to put it in our calendar. I mean, we have a great circulation through Livingston County and Northern Washtenaw, so I'll be happy to. Put that in the calendar for you, or if you end up with articles, short articles, we take those too. We're a community paper.
Excellent.
Because yeah, contact us. We'll be happy to help you out in any way we can.
That sounds super. And you know, for people who are in Livingston County, the meeting's only about 20 miles away.
Right.
To get to Lansing. So yeah.
Okay.
Well,
awesome.
I'll follow up with that information. Hopefully, some people will take an interest and say there is something I can do.
Yeah, and when you have a name like the U.S. Taxpayers Party or the Taxpayers Party and the Constitution Party, I mean, that's going to, you know,
right,
draw people's interest.
Great.
Sure.
Thanks,
sure.
Mark.
Hey,
appreciate
thanks, guys.
It.
Okay, thanks. Thank you for what you're doing, too. Bye-bye.
Okay, so let's take Keith, wants to make a comment on Snyder versus Schauer. Keith, welcome to the show.
Great. Thanks for having me. I'm the self-identified libertarian. I'm with the Libertarian Party and all that, so you get another view from a third party, but it's just someone who used to be a Republican, I just can't see how anyone who's libertarian, conservative, whatever, could vote for Snyder because of all the Obama stuff that he's been involved with. You could get your points on that.
Yeah, I understand that completely. I really do. Here's the issue. The statistics show, I think it's 20% of any vote cast in any election is a straight ticket vote. Until you eliminate straight ticket voting in the state of Michigan, any third party is not going to have a chance. It's just not going to happen. And the problem is you're never going to get the Republicans and Democrats, it doesn't matter who's in control in Lansing, to get rid of straight ticket party voting. Because when you walk into an election and you've already got 10% each or 20% one way or the other, you eliminate the possibility of a third party having any kind of advantage. And that needs to happen. I mean, it needs to happen across the country because you know what? When you flip a lever that gives you all Democrats or all Republicans, you are an uneducated buffoon who does not belong in the voting booth. I mean, you should be voting for a person and their ideas and their agenda, not for a political party, because you know what? We don't all toe that Democratic or Republican line. That straight party ticket must go away. And unfortunately, until that happens, I really don't know that a third party, no matter how good they are really going to have a shot. You know, that's what
I know it's tough. We've had a couple of minor elections, city councils and boards and like that. But it's just, like you said, I've never voted straight party, and I'm pretty big libertarian, but I won't vote straight party because I believe I look at each individual and their platforms and
Yeah.
And so on. I've never voted straight. Even when I was Republican, I never voted straight ticket.
Yeah. The choice for the U.S. Taxpayer Party or the Libertarians, you have to start local. The school board in your townships. If you start there, people will get to know the name, and you've been on the school board, you've been on the township board, and all of a sudden you run for county commissioner. Now you've got a shot. People are going to remember that name. So when you finally decide to run for state rep, people will know the name Smith or Jones or whoever, and they'll vote for you no matter what the party is. But you got to start out small, and that's the key. It's going to take 20 years for us to get this way. But Libertarians, U.S. taxpayer guys, constitutionalist parties, all those guys need to start out small. They need to, because you don't have the money. You're fighting a system that's just incredibly hard, you know? So I would encourage all you guys in the third parties, start out small. Townships and school boards, that's where you make the start. You know.
And Keith, you're welcome to send your information as well to community@whamradio.com, and we'll put it on the community calendar, you know, for local events around the Ann Arbor area.
Absolutely.
You know, Livingston County,
etc. We have an affiliate in Washtenaw and Livingston and Wayne County, too. They're different affiliates, so I'd be more than happy to do that.
Yeah, Keith, same with the Current Online. Go to currentonline.com, contact us. We'll put stuff in the paper. The 20th of the month is the deadline for February and for the following month. So always by the 20th. Get it to me. We'll be happy to help.
Great. Thank you very much.
You got it.
Take care.
Okay. Well, there you go. I mean, I think there is plenty of support for third parties out there, but they're fighting an uphill battle. You know, you literally have to start out at the bottom.
Yeah, there's a lot of hurdles. Like you said, there's money and there's getting the message out. And, you know, it's funny when you said about straight ticket, you know, and I'm just going to speak for myself. When I go in, it's not that I'm doing it out of just total laziness or ignorance to do a straight ticket, but where you see people running for, you know, University of Michigan
Regent
or, yeah, you know, some type of real, very local, I don't know who these people are. And so I'm thinking to myself, well, Democrat or Republican, I guess I got to go with the Republican. Because I don't know anything about this person.
Right. Well, you know what I do? When it comes to the U of M regents, I'm pretty educated on. I know the names because we do in this area. But unlike all the other regents, on those boards, a lot of times I hit the third party, the Constitution Party or the Libertarian Party or the U.S. Taxpayer Party, because I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to give these guys a shot at that level because I don't know how much that's really going to affect anything one way or the other, but I give them the shot because you know what? You might get. So I would encourage people to do that. When it comes to those region positions and those smaller positions,
yeah,
toss the lever for the U.S. taxpayer or the Libertarian or whoever.
Yeah.
You know what? Be a little different.
And I kind of misspoke. I think I have on occasion done that because, you know, if you think about it, it makes sense. A Libertarian or a taxpayer party candidate, you know, for a school board? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, totally makes
sense. Absolutely. And I think people can run at the school board level or the township level and maybe get those positions, but you're still fighting a straight ticket vote, even at a township level.
Sure.
You know, school board's probably the easiest, but it's very difficult. It's a long road to hoe. Road to hoe. Anyways.
Every great march starts with the first step.
Baby steps.
How did Mao say it? You know, it's a Mao quote. First step. The long march starts with the first step. Something like that. Yeah.
All right. Till next week, stay informed. Go to thedailydrift.com and contact us. Let us know what's going on.
Mao!
See you next week.